You're listening to Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. My name is Karagat Warner, the podcasting coach for coaches. I believe that a podcast is a powerful medium for creating connection and community. And inside every conversation is the potential for transformation. So let's get started on yours. Enjoy the episode. Well, hello there, and welcome to the first episode of Podcasting with Purpose for Life Coaches. So this is episode number one, and I'm super excited to get started to share this one thing that you need to get started with your podcast. So I just want you to know that I spent some time, I'm not going to say ruminating. I try not to ruminate too much, although I can be a ruminator. But I thought, you know, what is that episode that I should start with? Because this is the thing that I hear a lot of my clients talk about, right? It's this thing. It's not the tactics and the tools, and that's great. It's like, oh, give me the checklist. Give me all these things. This is great. I want to dive in. But there really is one main ingredient that you need. There's only one thing that you actually need to create a podcast so that you can just be like that kid in a candy store, be like that child at play, and just get started. Like, get started and be okay with your messiness. And that only thing, that one thing that you need is to have fun. That's it. This is about having fun, the excitement of getting behind the microphone and sharing your message that you know is going to move the minds of your clients, of your future clients, of your audience, of everyone listening, whoever they are, right? So the idea is to have fun, to share your quirkiness, to share your messiness, to share your everyday personness, not your IG, you know, your Instagram persona, your highlight reel. Like, it's you. Who are you as a coach, right? Who do you have, or better yet, it's not who you are as a coach. It's who, what do you have to offer your people? What is the solution that you have to offer? And how can you make that fun? How can you turn this into a passion project? Because you decided that you wanted, if you're listening to this, it means that either you've decided to start a podcast, or you get that it would be a great thing for your coaching business. And I'm inviting you to have that fun, to start with the fun, to find what that means, define what that means for you when it comes to podcasting, and make this your passion project, right? Because you get to show up and be the coach anytime you want to, when you press record. That to me is like so exciting. That's so much fun. That you get to like give someone a transformation just by you coaching them, coaching many people just by sharing a piece of your program or something came up with something that just came up with a recent client, and also something that you yourself have been dealing with, something that's really vulnerable and really honest and real. Because let me tell you, that's the thing that's going to move the minds of your clients. If they see that you're doing it, or that you have those same issues, they're going to say to themselves, oh my gosh, if she's dealing with this, then there's a chance for me. I can do this too. Oh my gosh. And also this thing that I see coaches get caught up in. Well, you know, I'm going to start a podcast, you know, because that's the thing that you know, they say you should do, you know, to help your coaching business. So I think I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to give it a go. This will ensure podfadery. You know what a podfade is? You know what that means? It's like you probably can guess what that means just by hearing the word podfade, that you will stop podcasting. I think the statistics are like most podcasts end after the first month or the first 10 episodes, something like that, but you can look it up. So a podcast is not a thing that you should do because you heard someone who is successful say you should. And just because you start a podcast does not mean that you instantly have a large audience either. It's like anything else that you decide to do to support your business. It is playing the long game. And it is something that, as coaches in the life coaching world, there will be a bit of the river of misery. Because you're going to go through periods of, this isn't working. I'm out there. It's crickets. This isn't working. But it's about your why. Going back to that, right? The driver, making it fun. Oh my gosh, that's why I'm doing this. I don't care if anybody shows up. I love this shit. Because that's what's kept me going for almost 8 years. Almost 8 years. I love this shit. And you know what? In the beginning, you know, there are going to be it's going to take time. No one, you're going to be talking into a microphone and it's going to seem like nobody is paying attention. But even if that one person, just think about that one person that you're talking to, that's all you need to think about when you're recording. That one person that's listening, you're making an impact. That's the payoff. That's what it's all about. Like when I would get those messages or those emails from people saying, I listened to your podcast today and it just lit me up and my entire day was transformed because of it. Thank you so much. That's worth it. Just that one message is worth it. You start with the fun. You've got passion and your message. That's all you need to get started. That's it. The equipment, the microphone, all that stuff. Google can help you with that. Like, that's easy. That's actually the easy part. That's why I am a podcast coach for life coaches, right? It's like, just like anything else, like plug in whatever you're trying to work on that you find a reason to make it hard, that you have the mindset issues come up, right? So I talked to so many of you who are sharing your excitement about what your vision is, your message, and the belief that you can in fact move minds with your message. And you're so excited. Yes, this is that kind of the success blueprint that you need to hold. And that's something that I work on every day. My coach helps me to do that. To really hold on to this success blueprint, that model that I need to stay the course, to remember why I'm here, to remember the outcome that I want, to help, to move minds with my message, and to have fun doing it while I'm sitting here like this behind the microphone. Because I love this shit, and I want you to love it too at the end of the day. I want you to fall in love with this medium. I want you to have a love affair with a microphone and believe that a podcast is your all-inclusive tool for all the success you need. It is the lead domino because that's what I believe. And it truly is. When I think of all the gifts that podcasting has given me for the past 8 years, it blows my mind. Okay, so you have all this excitement, right? When you get started, you're thinking about your vision, your message, the name of your podcast, what you're going to do to help your people. And then thoughts creep in, right? These thoughts that are, you know, scarcity thoughts. Because you get lost in the details. You sit with your topic list, you don't know where to start, or you get lost in thinking you need to get all kinds of crazy equipment, you need the editing software. You have to pick the right name, not the wrong name, but the right name. And so you get lost in the details. And then you believe the thought, I'm not good enough. I don't know enough. And you keep that looping. I'm not enough. I'm not enough. I don't know enough. You stall. You sabotage yourself. You procrastinate. And then you convince yourself that you need more self-coaching. So you got to open your journal and you got to start writing. So what I'm inviting you to consider is to crowd out those scarcity thoughts, to get in there, to get in that brain before those have a chance to crowd everything, to crowd out all the good vibes, the good thoughts of, I this is fun. I'm sharing my message. I have so much passion. I love the art of the spoken word. It's going to give me everything I need to fill my coaching practice, to be a fully booked coach. All I need is the podcast. How exciting. I become an authority. Whatever thoughts, beliefs that you need to carry yourself through, to crowd out all those scarcity thoughts. Okay. So you start here today. You start with the crappy self-sabotaging thoughts if you have to. Like, but find a way to dial it back, circle it back to that fun. And you can say, okay, I've got these thoughts. I can put them on a shelf, put them over there, like the toddler in the corner, right? Knowing that they are the default. I shouldn't say that. That wasn't PC, right? Put the toddler in the corner. You're not going to put the toddler in the corner. Sometimes things just come out of my mouth and I'm just like, what did I just say? You see? And that's it. That's okay. Let it be messy. Let it come out on the microphone because that's what your listeners want to hear. They want to hear that like you're actually a real person, right? You're going to have those thoughts knowing that they're the default. When we start something that's unknown, right? We're going to have those thoughts that tell us we need to do more research. We can't start yet. But just know that you can start where you are, even with all those crappy thoughts. And you can do it by embracing your messy and press the button. You don't have to wait. Because sometimes we wait. We're like, wait a minute. I need to be in alignment before I start. No, you can start where you are with the messy brain. Just press the button. It is easy. I'm telling you, it is easy. The only obstacle that makes it seem hard is the resistance in your mind. And I want to recommend a book if you haven't read it yet. It's called The War of Art by Stephen Pressfield. I highly recommend this book because he talks about the little monster of resistance that's always there. It's always there by default. So get behind the microphone anyway. Try. Create that first sacrificial pancake, right? That first pancake, you know that one that doesn't come out so well? If that's your first episode, let it be your first episode. And then later on, you can chuckle at yourself. You can even talk about that episode later and say, ha ha ha, that episode. Have a love affair with the spoken word. Be freeform. Test the waters. Let go of formulaic thinking and structures. The secret sauce here is to be like the child at play. So the child at play loses themselves in the actual playing. They forget about time and space. That's where I would love to see you go with your podcast. And forget that this is supposed to be a tool to build my coaching practice. Let go of that and be like a child at play today and lose yourself in the playing. So let me share my journey a little bit because I think this will probably help inspire you a little bit. So I started just like this child at play. I had no agenda other than, oh my God, I get to talk into my phone and people will listen to that? What? Yes, that's how I started. I was like, actually recording with my phone. I had no intro music. I had no outro music. I had no intro, like elevator pitch. I didn't even have a call to action. I had none of that. I was like, you know what? I just have excitement and passion. And I know that what I'm going to share is going to affect people because I know it helps me. So I know it's going to help somebody else. So I'm going to share it. So it's, I always say, like, the way I entered the podcasting space is kind of like an accident. And even today, it's very ironic, even as a podcast coach for life coaches, total accident. I did not say, you know what? That would be a great niche. No, never went like that. It was a calling. It was like, this is what I'm meant to do. I was born to be a podcast coach. And I didn't realize it until it was actually pointed out to me. But it was pointed out to me. It was like, I already knew. And I was like, holy shit. I don't usually say words like this on the podcast, but here I am doing it. So I would go out every morning on my morning run. And before sunrise, it was so awesome. And this was before I even knew about thought work. Like, I've always been a big meditator and a manifester and wanting to, so that was like always the thing for me. And I didn't even know what the model was. I had no idea, never heard of it. But I always had this belief, at the end of my run, I will have a topic. I just knew I would. And I always did. So the belief kept going. It was like, how could I not believe that I would have the next idea tomorrow? So I always had an idea. And sometimes I would say, well, you know, let's just put it this way. I wouldn't ruminate and say, is that a good idea? I don't know. Is that a good idea? I don't know. I just said, this is the best idea. This is the best topic because this is the topic that's here right now. This is the topic that is in the ether. And so that would be what I would talk about. And you would hear the birds in the background. You might hear some cars going by. It was the appeal, or it was like the raw and roughness of it all. And I used to say, the birds are my background music. The chirping birds are my background music. And it really worked because I created episodes every single day for an entire year. And about a month in to doing this, I got an email from someone. You might know this person. His name is Hal Elrod, and he wrote the book called The Miracle Morning. And he asked me, hey, do you have guests on your show? I would love to be on your show. And at the time, I was just talking into my phone, kids. I was like, what? He wants to be my guest? And I was so excited. And I said to myself, I guess I have guests now. And I was like, yeah. So it was from that point, after all this, so a month in, and I was still doing my quirky style even after that because I just love it. And I kept going for like a year. I kept doing it that way with the occasional studio episode, right? Like the intro music and, you know, yeah, I started doing all that stuff because I got excited about the next step. And then after, I was like solid. I was like, I love this shit. I love this medium, it's so powerful. That's when I started adding in the other bells and whistles. But I still had fun doing it because I was like, you know, I was geeking out on the equipment. I loved editing. I loved picking microphones. But I had, the moral of the story is doing this from a place of fun with no agenda, with no fancy, you know, anything. And I had a best-selling author reach out to me and ask to be on my show because of what I was saying. It had nothing to do with my intro. It had nothing to do with my music. So I invite you to be you, to be quirky. So before we start this journey together, because I am going to go into the tactics, but I want you to really get those thoughts and the beliefs in line before we dive into that A-line, before we start talking about the tactics. So be quirky, have fun, surprise your listeners by being you. That's a big part of why they're listening. That's actually why they love you. They love this more than the regimented, scripted way that you teach, you know, X, Y, or Z. But they do love that. They love all of you. So start with what feels in alignment with you first, right? That's the first episode. Then there you go. You, my friend, are a podcaster. I cannot wait to see what's next for you. So I'm going to be kicking off my launch lab next week, and I'm going to be talking about the three steps to launch your podcast and move mountains with your microphone so you can reach those baby birds who need you. And before we dive in next week, get my launch lab guide. This is a checklist that pulls all the steps together so you can easily get started, because it's all you need in one, this is it, in one organized and cohesive place. Because that's the thing I hear from a lot of you guys, like, where do I start? I don't even know where to start. So this guide is going to show you where to start so that you can just, like, you have a launch pad and then you're going to go. Like, once you see where to start, there's no stopping you. So go to caragotwarner.com/launch lab. That's one word. caragotwarner.com/launch lab to get this guide. And I'll see you next time.